Yeah, right now there are many states, probably about half the states at least, have some form of solitary confinement. It was a prison strategy that developed in the early 1980s to deal with what I think was probably the overcrowding in prison and the problems that occurred from that, the fact that we began to incarcerate so many, many people in the United States, and the difficulties that, and the strains that caused on prisons. And they said, we're going to take some people, usually called the worst of the worst, which really sort of reminds me of the Guantanamo gulag, and isolate them, put them in special housing units, supermax prisons. We're going to build totally separate prisons where people are kept often in high-tech, sanitized but totally isolated situations for 23 hours a day, where they don't recreate with anybody, they don't eat with anybody, they have very minimal human contact. And this was done in many states throughout the country. There are now thousands of prisoners in solitary confinement, and it's not just 5 days or 10 days. You know, what people may think of here is you do something bad in prison, you engage in a, you know, an assault or an attack on a guard or something, and you get thrown into the hole for 30 days or 60 days. This is very different. This is an indeterminate amount of time, and for many people in solitary confinement, it's years. So if the listeners can think of themselves in a cell in California, there are no windows. The size may be a little bigger than a parking space, being put there 23 hours a day for years and years. That's what it's like.
One of the most grisly facilities I've ever seen is the dungeon that is in the basement of the Louvre Museum in Paris. And it is this huge stone edifice. You're way underground. You never see daylight. And these are the kinds of things that most people know only from the movies. But the SHU is a kind of high-tech dungeon. And while they don't chain people to the walls, they use other techniques that are in many ways more invasive and cause more long-term damage than the kind of ugly medieval barbarism that people have some familiarity with.
Yeah, it's a high-tech psychological assault on human dignity and the human spirit. Its whole function, I think, is to break the spirit.